from John 19:30, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. We can only surmise and we can only imagine what an indescribable sense of relief Jesus must have felt when he realized his suffering was over and he could utter the words, "It is finished. It is finished." Well, what was finished? Don't have the time to share all of the things that would fit into that, what is finished. But let's begin by this. A finished was the payment for all your sins. Huh? I mean, forgiveness for everything we've done that was in some way offensive to God. That's what was finished. He paid for it all. Little sins, big sins, terrible sins, sins of our youth, sins of middle age, sins of older age. He paid for it all, completely and finally. No sin was too big for the cross. Nothing that you have ever done and nothing that you ever could do cannot be covered by the blood shed by Jesus on the cross and by his body that was broken for you. A lot of other things were finished. Redemption was finished. We had been redeemed from sin, Satan, and self. Reconciliation to God was now made possible. The door was open where we could be in relationship with God once again. Finished was the possibility of justification to be declared righteous, that all of our sins were washed away and we could be whole and clean. Finished was propitiation, meaning the Father was satisfied fully what Jesus had done, and never, ever again will there ever need to be any more sacrifice for sin. It was once and for all. Your sins were covered. Finished was sanctification, the possibility that you and I could be set apart for God and made holy. And of course, finished was salvation, that we are saved. You and I are saved from our futile way of life that we've had in the past. But I was thinking of something interesting that I want to share with you. I've never heard this before, but I'm going to share it. Jesus said, "It is finished." But just what if, in that first word, "it," the T was taken away? And Jesus said, "I am finished." What if he had said that and spoke those words on that dark Friday? That he had expired and he had died and it was all over. Never could those who had assembled there on that dark Good Friday night, never could they have imagined that 2,100 plus years we would be honoring and worshiping that one who was on the cross expiring, saying, "It is finished." Never could they have imagined that we would be lifting his name up here tonight, and that we would be preparing ourselves for the beauty and for the glory of his resurrection in just a couple of days. And all I can say tonight to that is, blessed be his name forever and ever. Amen.